Leanne, please ask your question.
Okay, I wanted to ask you a question about the relationship between oneself and money in terms of it being a spiritual relationship and what your thoughts are about that.
This is a wonderful question, is it not?
Yes.
One that most humans can relate to, for it is money is an energetic of exchange, correct? Would you like to know how to change your relationship with money using the universal sphere? This is good, isn't it?
Yes, please.
As Holly, I'm telling you, this is a big energy she just opened up into. Okay. I'm getting like super hot. All right. Everyone draw to mind an awareness around money, whether it's coins, whether it's dollars in your hand, meaning the tangible part of money, the idea of money, the way money's represented in banks, what money can do for you, all the places you think it's not coming in the way you want, all of it. It's huge. It's a big, heavy energy, is it not? Sorry, I'm Holly. I'm distracted by how huge this is. All right. We're going to go through a money experience right now. Are you ready? Everyone, bring your hands up as in a very familiar position. We're going to begin doing a sphere. I'm not going to tell you what it's for yet, and you'll find out in a minute, but you know it has something to do with money. Begin to see and feel and experience the sphere between your hands, whether you see it as that glorious glass sphere, whether you experience it as an energy between your hands. Deepen your experience by feeling your awareness go deeper into the sphere, remembering always that this is a microcosmic piece of the macrocosm. There is no limitation to the space between your hands relative to all that is. The energy in there is full and complete its unity. Now, many humans are always trying to solve the mystery of money, whether they have enough, whether they feel stuck about manifesting, or whether suddenly they have too much and management is a problem, because that is real. Breathing in. Now begin to feel as if your energy of your heart space moves into the center of the sphere, and from there moves out to the center of all that is. Your awareness takes you there. We're going to expand and feel this glorious space of unity that is foundationally who you are. The rest is not you. Breathing in and relaxing. This whole money thing's brought in some constriction. Relax, relax, relax. If you exist in a unified field, and money exists in a unified field, what this means is you are money. If your mind starts to go crazy with that, ask it to be quiet just for a moment. It can start chattering at you in a few moments and be annoying again. breathe into the awareness of I am money. And money is a vibration. And money, and this vibration of money as a vibration is part of unity. And now begin to draw this sphere towards your body, whether it's towards your torso, abdomen, or whether it's down onto your lap. Feel where the sphere touches the edge of your body. Slowly, do this very slowly. This is a big one. Slowly see it moving throughout your whole body. Feel the light of unity. Feel the light of the unified field move into and through all of your cells. All of them. I am money. Feel it. Dissolve all the barriers. Allow the light to move everywhere, down your legs, into your feet and your toes, up your torso, into your spinal column, down your arms and into your hands, up into your brain. And now begin to see this vibration of I am money. And money's unity. Have it expand out through the edges of your physical body, further out. Allow your breath to come in and out. And when you feel like it's fully in your body and it's moving out into your space, rest your hands on your lap and observe it as it continues to move. If for some reason you feel placed that it doesn't want to move, stick with it. Invite universal intelligence in there to move anything that's not money. Now raise your hands up again. Tune back into that space between your hands, feeling once again that microcosmic piece of the field of all that is. We're doing this again in a slightly different way. Feel, experience the field of all that is. Where solution energy is truth, where there is no limitation, there's no code to crack on money and abundance. It does not exist in a field of unity. So what you're going to do is begin moving this sphere towards you and deepen your awareness that I am money. I am abundance. I am prosperity. I'm limitless. And allow that to move deeply into your physicality, throughout your physicality, deep, deep down into the tiniest little pieces of every single cell, tinier than the DNA, moving out into the space around you. Feeling the unity, feeling the oneness. And when the sphere has gone out past your physical body, you can rest your hands down again. And breathing in and out. And allow the sphere to continue doing its work in a field of I am money. I'm abundance. Breathing in and out and opening your eyes. Now, this circles back perfectly to what was discussed earlier on. For the place where you go back to, I'm worthy, I am unique, I'm one of a kind, I'm beautiful, capable, and confident. I am happy, joyful. All of those, what was said earlier, as you embody the vibration of I am, what's automatically dissolving are all the things, all the vibrations that are not that. Correct? So it means anything that's not worthy is being dissolved. Anything that's not uniqueness and one of a kindness and happiness and joyfulness, anything it is dissolving. So let's go back to the money. If you begin to play with I am money, you're dissolving anything that's not money in your vibrational field. Now, here's a little twist to this particular one. What you might find as you play with the energy of I'm money and it's dissolving I'm not money, it will work. And what you might find is you're going to need to begin working with the beliefs you have around money, for money isn't the issue. Your beliefs around money are the issue. Your vibrational stance relative to money is the issue. Not unlike saying you're sorry. The word in and of itself is a very high vibrational, caring, compassionate word in its authenticity. And the same is true of money. So as you begin to do these fears for money, to expand the vibration of resonance with money, dissolve anything that's not in resonance with money, allow yourself to be open that to the idea that you have some points of view around money. Most obvious, money is the root of all evil. In a unified field, is money by definition evil? Money itself cannot be evil. The application and the use of it could bring that about, but that's at the hands of a human being, correct? Mm-hmm. So really begin to evaluate thoughts that come up around it and begin to do universal spheres around the beliefs that will come up relative to the money. But when you're dissolving, when you're working with I am money and dissolving I'm not money, the movement of those beliefs have less traction. Those beliefs that come about are stuck to the not money energy. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the not money energy, and it's got all these little pins sticking out of it that have all these other beliefs to augment, if you will, or enhance, or beautify, quote unquote, the not money. But if you're dissolving the essence of the not money, it's as if these beliefs become free-floating. They're getting free. Does this make sense? So you want to capture them and begin to dissolve them and work with them with the universal sphere. This we could talk about every day for the next month. Is this understood?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very poignant gift that's been brought to this group tonight. Are you feeling it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But that's not what you expected tonight, is it?
Thank you.